or any of the ushers for that, if you would, please. All right, let's go ahead and take our Bibles, if you would, this evening. And let's see, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 6 this evening. I want to try to be a blessing this evening and want to try to give you something that the Lord has been working on my heart about, among other things, but this is one of the things that he was working on my heart about. I had something else for the message, but he kind of geared it this way, amen? So, 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 6 is where we're going to be. And we're going to use what verse number 6 is and kind of do a springboard into the message for tonight. But it says here, verse number 6, your glorifying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And I want to preach a message preach a message, whatever it might be. I know it's a Thursday Bible study time, or it's Thursday. It could be whatever we want it to be, amen, because it's not Wednesday. Message tonight, little as much and little things matter. Little as much and little things matter. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll go to the Lord in a word of prayer, and then we will get right into the message tonight. Lord, we love you. Thank you again for all that you do for us. Father, I do pray that you would please help me, Father, as I preach tonight. I pray that you please help me to have sound mind and heart. Father, I do pray that you please help me to stay out of the way so that you might be glorified in everything that we do tonight. I do pray that you please help, fill me, use me. We love you. Thank you again for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Little things matter. Little things matter in a lot of things, whether it's a baking or whether it's a construction, whether it's driving a car. Little things matter. You don't put your blinker on and you change lanes. A little thing like that, you can get a ticket for that. What? You can get a ticket for that. You leave out a little salt. That can make a big difference for some cookies. Or if you leave out the baking soda and in your baking or whatever you might do, you leave a bolt out of an engine that could. It's just a little thing. Little things matter. And I want to try to help us tonight and encourage us at this time as we're getting to the end of the year and going to be going into the new year, that little things matter. And if we just do the little things in 2025 and even now, our year will be that much greater than it would have been if we didn't. It's when I try to help when I was in the junior high youth department and going into the juvenile hall and just encouraging them with their Bible reading and prayer time. It doesn't matter how much of the Bible you read, read something out of the Bible every single day. Why? Because little things matter. Little things go a long way. Saying thank you is little. Costs you nothing. But it's that little word, that little gift of thank you once you receive something that could make the difference in someone's heart and somebody's life. Just little things. Little things matter, like putting a cotter pin in on the end of a castle nut. Why? So that the castle nut doesn't reverse itself and you are stranded on the side of the road because your steering linkage just fell off. There are little things matter. Little things matter in life. You may, I better check my castle nuts and my pins. But no, just take it to a mechanic. He'll do that for you. But little is much, and little things matter. In three areas in our life. Number one, in our talk, our speech. Little things matter in our speech. apples of gold and pitchers of silver is what the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, how that our words mean things. James tells us that our tongue is a world of iniquity. It's a set on fire of hell. It is big time, that little member, but it can boast a lot if we're not careful. Little things matter. And we see here in Corinthians, Paul is encouraging the Corinthian church that you've got issues in your life, issues in your life that need to be taken care of. See, that's the great thing about being a new Christian and the old set in our ways Christians. The difference, we a lot of times mock and make fun of those new Christians because they're sold out for God and they're living for the why? Because they don't have leaven in their life. Why? Because Jesus Christ just made them a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. They're excited to read the Bible. They're excited to tell people about Christ. It's us old people that have been saved for longer than a year or two because we've allowed little things in our life to discourage us, to get us off track. And we're the one, what are you doing? You're making us look bad over here by telling people about the... What? Wait a second. I thought we were supposed to be telling people about Christ. I thought we were supposed to be excited. I thought we were supposed to be enjoying life because we're a new creature in Christ. Understand, little things matter. As we have already said, but in our speech, little things matter. It does. The Bible says that in John chapter 15, talking about Jesus is the vine and that we bear fruit and he purges it and so that we would bear more fruit. And the Bible says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Your speech, God wants us to be clean. God wants us to be renewed. God wants us to do what is right. God wants us to be effective in our life, and little things like our speech matter. Number two, underneath that is our walk, our talk. Our walk, your walk talks and your talk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks. You can say what you want and you can say what you will, but until you do it, it's fluff. And fluff and nutter. No, that's my wife's mom makes fluff and nutters. Marshmallowy goodness with peanut butter, and they're called fluffin' nutters. But anyway, try one. They're very delicious, not very good for you. I think the sugar outweighs the protein in the peanuts. But our walk is important. Our walk with God is important. That, as I already said, we try to encourage the young people to get into God's word. Why? Because it's important to get, we are cleaned through the word that Christ has spoken unto us. The word, the living word of God, tells us that the word of God will shine a light into our face and show us as a mirror, letting us know, oh, you got something on your face. Earlier today, I was eating a chocolate chip bagel. I'm like, man alive, there you go. That's what I need. And I was walking out and I had eaten it. And you know how there is no good way to eat a bagel because at least not for me, because you break through the center and then what do? It's like so you get something on this side, and when you switch over to the other side, then you get it on this side. I'm walking out, my sister said, hey, you got something on your face. You know, I'm saving it for later. I'm sure I do. Why? Because I was not paying little things, you know, walking out with, you know, toilet paper on your shoe and little things like you missed a button other things that can happen with guys and their dress and all that stuff. But our walk, that's why the word of God is so important in our life. Why? Because that's how we know what is right. That's how we know what is true. That's how we know what to do and when to do it, because the word of God instructs us and teaches us and tells us. The Bible says here in verse number 8 that, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Sincere. They say be sincere even if you have to fake it. Sincerity. We don't want to know someone or to talk to someone that isn't sincere, or you know they're not sincere. It's so great to see you this morning. No, it's not. Sincere, sincerity and truth. And we're not going to get the truth by watching social media or looking at social media. We're not going to get truth by going to any of the legacy news outlets out there. You're not going to get truth from that. You're going to get a whole lot of everything but the truth. But when we get in God's word, and we get in God's word every single day of the week, we can have truth. We can have something that we can stand on. Knowing just as much as we are sure that 2 + 2 = 4, we can know that what God's word says in his word is true. And I can live and I can raise my family based upon God's word. Why? The world wants to tell us that up is down and down is up, and girl is boy and boy is girl. Why? Because it's their truth. How about his truth? God's truth. Little is much. Understand, little is much, and little things matter. And so, you know what? In the end of this year and going into the next year, your walk with God matters. Your walk with God matters. Your prayer time matters. How you spend your time matters. Little things matter. We can do the little things with God's help. With God's help, we can get through the day doing what's right, and we can get through the day without disappointment and without discouragement and without being inundated with all the things of this world, because we've met with the Lord in the morning and we go along with him in the day, and we don't walk in front of God, but we walk with the leading of the Holy Spirit in our life, and we can do the little things that Christ wants us to do, like give a tract to someone. That's a little thing, a little thing in our life that matters, that matters a lot. Giving someone a tract, that's little to us, but it's big to them. It's their eternal life. Not the tract, but what's on the tract. It's the word of God. It's the gospel. It is how Christ died for them and how that he rose again and wants to give them eternal life. And God says, pricks your heart and says, give that person a tract. Tell that person about the Lord. Whatever it might be, little things matter. Because little things end up being big things. You know, when you neglect your Bible time and your prayer time, you know what happens? Real quick, real shortly after that, your speech changes. Why? Because you're no longer in the Word. You're no longer getting words of the Lord. You're getting words from here, words from there, words from your phone. You're getting information all throughout the day. And if you don't have the Word of God to renew you, and you don't have the Holy Spirit of God directing you because you neglected that little thing in your life, now you're telling a little white lie here. Now you're doing this here. Now you're skipping out in church here. Now you're being unfaithful. All because we neglect the little things in life. Little things matter. It is a little leaven that leaveneth the whole lump. Understand, it is in Song of Solomon, they would say the foxes spoil the vines, the little foxes spoil the vines. It's the little things. It's the things that we wouldn't think of, that, oh, that's not a big deal. I miss church every once in a while. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal because God's word says it's a big deal. Missing our time in our Bible is a big deal. Why? Because God's word tells us to meditate upon his word. The Bible tells us as parents that we're supposed to, in the morning and in the afternoon and the evening, teach our children the word of God. The little things matter. When we forget and we neglect those things, things build up. Plaque. I hate going to the dentist. Can I get an amen on that? Anyway, no, thank you. Can you just do it hand scrape it off? And that is even plaque. Plaque builds up over time. Over time. Why? Because I missed a little here and a little there. I didn't brush my teeth as well here. I didn't get right at the gum line like I should have then there. And what happens? It builds up.
over time, little by little by little. You don't get cavities the day that you eat candy, right? No, you don't. Now, you may break a tooth like I did as a kid eating candy, but cavities will not form immediately. Why? Because it takes time, and it takes time, and it takes time, little by little by little. As you know, when we backslide in the Christian life, it's not a blowout, it's a slow leak. It is. It's the little things that we neglect. It's the little things that we ignore. It's the little things that we don't say. It's the little things that we don't do. Our talk, our walk, and our friendships. Understand, it's the little advice that you get online from some Yahoo who says he's found this thing in Scripture that we don't need to do this nowadays because it's that Yahoo that you look at and read that is going to turn your heart from the Lord. Just like it was all the women for Solomon that turned his heart from the Lord, it's going to be all those little people on Google that are telling you, the Bible, it's not really the Word of God. You know, your church is a little too fanatical. You're just a little bit too righteous. Wait a second, I thought we were supposed to be holy. As God is holy, not as me. Forget me, man alive. Not anywhere near what it needs to be. But it's what we hang around with, our friendships, our influences in our lives, the little things. It's not that big of a deal. So I watch or listen to this podcast, or I follow this person on Instagram, or I follow this person on Facebook. It's the little things that are going to trip you up. It's the little things that are going to get you off. Understand, if you're in when you're dealing with wood or anything like that, it's just a 16th too long. Well, 16th added up, adds up. Especially if you're going 100 feet, it adds up. Man, a 16th of an inch, you go 16 feet, you're gone, you're off an inch. 32, now you're off 2 inches. Right? I mean, we're exponentially, and as we get away from what the Word of God tells us to do, and we get away from walking with God like we should, we get away with making sure our friendships are right, we get away with saying what we should say and doing what we should do, and little by little by little, that's why churches go off track. That's why Christians go off track. That's why I go off track, and that's why you go off, the little things. No one just wakes up, I'm not going to church. Forget it. I'm throwing it all away. No, it's the neglecting of the Bible time. It's something happens in church and you get offended, and instead of forgiving like the Bible teaches us, you hold that against your brother. Instead of going to your brother, as the Bible would teach, going to your brother and say, hey, I've got something that's hurt me. I want to talk to you about that. Instead, we allow that little thing of whatever it might be, your kid got hit in the nursery, or your child split his head on a furniture in the nursery like ours did, and we just don't get over it. No, those little things where you don't forgive. You don't forgive. You don't forgive them for that, and then it builds up. And especially in a married couple's life, little things like that build up. And little things will hurt us if we're not careful. We can do it, though, with God's help. We can do the little things. That's why Ron Hamilton's song is little by little, inch by inch. By the yard is hard, by the inch what a cinch. Never stare up the steps. Stairs, just step up the steps, little by little, inch by inch. Growing in Christ takes work every day, reading your Bible, learning to pray, build godly habits, seek help divine. Great things are done one step at a time. And that is one step at a time every single day of our life for the rest of our life. The Christian life isn't over in a moment. The Christian life is, all right, man, I read my Bible through. Now I don't have to worry about reading it anymore. Man, I got it all up in here. Man, I can remember that Brother Hankey had lost something in the parking lot. And that was just 2 days ago that he said something to me about it. I'm like, man alive, yeah, I need to read God's Word. Why? Because I forgot it the other day. Wow, did I? I've never read that before. I probably have. I just wasn't paying attention that last time. You know, it's like reading, and then you got people over here talking. It's like, oh, yeah, that's good. And then where am I at? Little things. Little things matter. Understand that God can help us. And as in our psalm book, little is much when God is in it. Little is much. You say, oh, it's so hard. No, it's just one step at a time. You've got a bad habit. Stop today. Ask God to help you tomorrow. Stop it tomorrow. Ask God to help you the next day, and you stop it the next day, and the next day, and the next, and then you fail. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to help you. And guess what? Pretty soon that fail gets further and further and further along. Why? Because you took the little step of stopping it today. That sin in your life that doth so easily beset you, that weight and that sin, stop it today. Stop it today. Not tomorrow, but today. And you stop it today so that you can stop it tomorrow. Dad would always say in school, you are what you are becoming. That sin that you commit today will be yours tomorrow if you don't get rid of it tonight. It is. Why don't we have our prayers answered? Because we have iniquity that has come between us and God. But if we get rid of those little things that will end up being big things, no one wakes up and says, man, I'm going to be the next axe murderer. No, nobody wakes up like that. It is little things in their life that add up and add up and add up and add up to where they become that. And we will not be the Christian that we need to be if we don't add up Bible reading, add up prayer time, add up asking the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. And then when the Holy Spirit does guide us and He does direct us, then we obey it. If we never do those things, then we will be exactly like the verse is saying in here to these Corinthian church, where they were doing ungodly things in church. Church people, Christian people doing ungodly things. How can they do that? Well, I can tell you. The Bible says it right here. It's because they have leaven in their life. They have a little thing that they haven't gotten taken care of in their life. Or a little thing that they haven't started that God has pricked your heart about. Maybe it's whatever it is. I don't know what the Lord is talking to your heart about and speaking to you about. But little is much. And little things do matter. Lord, we love you. Thank you so much for all that you do for us.